Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. That's right. I am Sean Mulroney on all my social media. Come and follow me. And if you don't follow me, I won't follow you, but because I won't know how to follow you because you're not following me. But if you want to be followed, I will follow if you follow first. That's how it goes. But I know, come on, follow me. Great information. You know, we're getting ready to ramp some things up. Some things are really coming down the pike for the Obesity Revolution. And like I said, you can go to our free group. We have a free Facebook group. Anybody wants to come on there, you go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, find us, the Obesity Revolution support group. There's a couple... 2,000-3,000 people in there, and we are excited that people are getting help, sharing their story, help, and we're close. We don't let anybody in there that's going to cause any trouble, exploit, you know what I'm saying, shame. So just come on and join us. You know where we're at. And of course, you know, the Obesity Revolution, we carry on, and we like to call our four pillars. And what they are is that we want to identify. And that's what we're doing with the podcast, with the Obesity Revolution, is we are identifying the problem. And there is a problem, and it needs to stop. It needs to go that we say, hey, here's the problem. We need to make sure that people understand that there's a problem with obesity, especially 30 million people in America that do not come out of their home, and 650 million people worldwide. That's we're going to identify that and the things that they're going through, that we're going through. And, you know, not only that, we want to educate. So not only identify, but educate. We want to educate, because what you don't know, if you don't know it, you don't know it. But we are going to make it to where people, the assumptions, create awareness, heal that assumption, and then we want to inspire. That's what our goal is. We want to inspire people, and you don't have to be perfect to inspire. You just have to show how you deal with your imperfections. And then, you know, lastly, we want to make sure that not only, you know, identifying and educating and inspiring, but we want to make sure that we apply what we're doing, that we put it to action, put that feet to what we're doing. And if we can't, we know the information and we don't apply it, guess what? Well, it's not going to get anywhere. So with that being said, I'm excited about the show that today, that the guest that we have. But before we get into that, I just want to shout out my friend, my mentor, my coach, Mike Young, the Makeover Master, themakeovermaster.com. And what we want to do is make sure that you reach out, go to themakeovermaster.com. But in the show notes, he's our sponsor. He's one of our sponsors. It changed my life. And especially with his foundations course, you know, you get the foundations. People don't know and don't have foundations, especially in obesity, you know, community, and people that are struggling that don't have the foundations. It's in life. I mean, you got to have a good foundations. But Mike has availed me that I can give his $997 course away for no cost, none whatsoever. All what's there in the show notes, hit that link and you'll be able to download that. All of his course, you'll go through it. It will change your life. nothing, all free. But thanks to our sponsor, Mike Young, the Makeover Master. He's the man. That's all I can say. He's great. I mean, changed my life. So go there, makeovermaster.com. Go there in the show notes and get that the foundations course. So with that being said, we have an incredible guest today. I mean, I absolutely love her. She's so knowledgeable. She knows her stuff. I mean, especially with lymphedema, because she's a certified lymphedema therapist, okay? And she has, you know, the occupational therapist consultation. She consults with other therapists to help them. You know, she's also, you know, the Lipedema Project president, and she's in that. That's a nonprofit board, and she's a nonprofit organization. She's in that, and like I said, LeslynKeith.com will all be in the show notes as well, and all of her social media links. But without further ado, I want to bring in our guest. Our royal guest is Leslyn Keith. Leslyn, welcome to the Obesity Revolution. How you doing?
Thank you, Sean. That's such a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I'm
royalty.
So happy to be here. Yes, but I'm so happy to be here. I am so happy that I found out about you and the incredible work you're doing with the Obesity Revolution. As you know, we have a connection through your other guests
yes.
that have been on your show, and just the wonderful outreach and advocacy you've been doing about obesity, about lymphedema,
yes.
and how these two things are connected and what we can do about them. Thank you so much for your work.
Well, Leslyn, that means the world to me. And, you know, it's like when we come out the education part, you know, what you've done with lymphedema. I mean, you've written books, you know, the Lymphedema Code, you know, using the ketogenic lifestyle to enjoy, you know, four robust lymphatic systems that promote it. Your previous book, The Ketogenic Solution for Lymphatic Disorder, you know, the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine in 2017. That's what you were in there that you published in peer reviewed journals. I mean, you've done this all, and you know a thing or two about lymphedema. And I'm just, I mean, you're a rock star. And I wish I would have known you. I didn't, but it is. That's then. This is now. If I would have known you back then, whenever I first got lymphedema, I probably would have, you know, had it under control. So, I mean, Leslyn Keith's a rock star in my book, and you all see why. So Leslyn, what got you started in, you know, helping people with lymphedema and getting, you know, your certification and then writing, you know, your books? I mean, you've done everything. And then, you know, even working with lipedema, which is a whole other thing. It's the disorder they call fat. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know all this stuff. So what got you revved up to do and be where you're at?
Well, it's kind of a convoluted story, but also kind of an accidental situation because I was going to focus on doing aquatic rehab or working with people
right.
in the pool to help with all kinds of conditions. And it so happened that when I was doing a special internship to learn about how occupational therapists can do rehab in the pool, my supervisor had just started a lymphedema therapy program, and she was book solid, and she had no time to get in the pool. So she had me observe what she was doing with that instead,
mm-hmm.
and I immediately was drawn to it. The treatment that we can do for lymphedema is so effective, and so effective in such a short period of time that I just thought, wow, I want to do this, and I can have such a huge impact on people's lives when we do that treatment. But then I quickly found, when I focused my practice on lymphedema, I quickly found that a large majority of my patients were suffering from obesity. And that was negatively impacting their ability to control their lymphedema.
Yes.
And so I wanted to do something to help with that. And it so happened that around 10 years ago, around 2010 or so, I discovered the whole low-carb movement and a ketogenic lifestyle and started experimenting on myself. And, you know, I didn't need to lose weight, but it seemed to have wonderful health impacts. And so then I started saying to my patients, hey, I don't know, why don't you try? And amazingly, a lot of them were willing to try eating a carbohydrate-restricted, moderate to high-fat diet. And it had a strong impact on their weight, which then cause the lymphedema to go down. And so then I needed to say, okay, I need to do a study. I need to show the evidence that this can work. So hopefully I can bring it to the whole lymphatic disorder community and people will use this as an option to manage their lymphedema.
Wow.
And the only way I could do a study is I had to go get my doctorate so that I could have a university behind
me. So you have a doctorate, an earned doctorate?
Yes, I have a clinical doctorate in occupational therapy, and I pursued that doctorate specifically so I could do a study using the ketogenic diet to see if it would help obesity and then lymphedema. And so I was able to do that, to perform that wonderful study with the help of a lot of colleagues and people in the low-carb movement. Eric Westman from Duke University was on my committee, my doctoral committee, and helped me put together the program. And so we performed the study, and then you just mentioned the article published in the peer-reviewed journal, American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine. That's where I published my results in 2017. And as you would have expected, we had spectacular results with people implementing a ketogenic diet, that they lost weight and they and it had a really favorable impact on their lymphedema. And those who did not decide to adopt a ketogenic diet, they did not have all those favorable changes. And so that kind of just started me on the road. And then I thought, I've got to do more than just publish this in a peer-reviewed journal. I've got to write a book to share this with lymphedema therapists so they can start implementing this in their own lymphedema programs. And so that spurred my first book, The Ketogenic Solution for Lymphatic Disorders.
Man, Dr. Leslin Keith, that's just amazing to me. I can't, fathom that, but how exciting it is to where he said it happened by chance by doing aqua therapy, which, by the way, aqua therapy really helps with the lymphedema, especially, like I said, the joints. Could you go into that a little bit? The aquatics and stuff, which is my dream, to have aquatic, everybody with lymphedema needs to get into. Why is that so great? And why does that work so well with lymphatics?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that, because that's another thing that attracted me to lymphedema therapy, is that it actually brought in my other love, which was, getting people in the pool and all the benefits for that. Because it turns out that being in the water, just soaking in the water, submerging yourself in the water, is super beneficial to lymphatic disorders. And then if you're also moving in the water, it's even more beneficial. And so I think one thing that I just was immediately, we kind of just know this intuitively, when we go in the pool, pretty soon we have to get out right away because we have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Just the fact of soaking in water, soaking in your tub.
Yes.
Soaking causes you to have to urinate. And for someone who has a lymphatic disorder where you're retaining a bunch of fluid, how wonderful is that?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It causes,
yes.
So there is actually a hormone that is released that says, we got to get rid of some of this fluid, and it gets directed to your kidneys and to your bladder, and you have an urge to urinate. And so that is such a huge benefit that's automatic. But then now, as Sean, your lymphatic system doesn't have a heart to pump it along.
Correct.
We have a little bit of contractility in those larger vessels that can pump that fluid, that can help it a little bit, but really using muscle movement and compression, like when we wear our stockings and stuff like that, that's going to help move it along. And it so happens that when you're standing in the water, the deepest part of you has the most pressure and you have less pressure coming up to the surface of the pool. Mm. And so that is automatically creating that gradient that brings that fluid up to your trunk to help your body get rid of that fluid out of your legs. But then if you then walk in there, so you have some muscle contraction.
Yep.
Well, now we're pumping that fluid through even more. And let me tell you, about 30 minutes in that pool, you're going to have to get out to go to the bathroom because it's going to work so well. The pool was made for someone with a lymphatic disorder.
That's amazing. And it also helps with the joints and stuff like that, too, when somebody
can't.
You know, they're in there, it takes away the gravity, you know what I mean, which is hard for somebody that has lymphedema and even obesity, that it's hard for them to walk, but they get into the pool. It could change their life completely.
Yeah, it's really non-weight-bearing because of the buoyancy of the pool. So if you have painful knees, which is very common with someone with with obesity, all that weight on your knees, it causes a lot of pain. You get in the pool, you can walk without pain.
Wow.
And so this is, I mean, who is going to want to exercise on land when it hurts?
Nobody.
I wouldn't want to.
No, especially you got to do something you enjoy. You know, that's what people...
Right.
Most people don't. It's not a workout. You know, it's something, you know, any movement's good movement. But whenever you can get a good amount of movement in, especially like you said, moving that lymphatic, we don't have a pump for the lymphatic system. The thing is movement and getting that into the kidneys so that we can urinate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's vital, Leslie.
Fluid out.
Get
the fluid out.
And get it moving. You got to get that lymphatic fluid moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but lymphatic fluid, though, Leslie, if I'm not mistaken, is much thicker. And some people have like a sludgy-based, you know, fluid because it's harder to get out, too. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, once it gets into your vessel, into the lymphatic vessels, it's not so much thick and sludgy. But what's trapped in your tissues when you have stagnant fluid in your tissues, as is the case with a lymphatic disorder, that is very thick tissue. It has a high protein content, and it is difficult to get that into the vessel to be transported. So once we are able to get it into the vessel, now we can have a second problem, is that there may be some kind of obstruction or impairment to the lymphatic system that is then slowing the transport once it gets in. So there can be multiple areas of issues that are going to contribute to this chronic swelling. And just getting back to the ketogenic lifestyle, Sean, what I found with looking at using this way of eating is that it makes our lymphatic system healthier. It increases the transport of fluid. And when we have a healthy lymphatic system, we have an overall health.
Yes, because your lymphatics, it helps your immune system.
It's huge in the immune system.
Everything, and then that's what helps fight the infections, you know, that, you know, come in, because everybody has, you know, strep or staph on their skin, you know, and some have, you know, MRSA that, you know, that's there to fight. Like if you get a cut or something like that, your lymphatic system goes into, you know, fire department mode. And, you know, puts it out and then it expels, you know, fluid so that you can, you know, put the inflammation out. And, I mean, I wish I would have never learned, but I did. I've had to learn this by experience, which is amazing with you. You've learned this on the other side to say, okay, wait, let's help you out. Let's figure this out, giving you a passion on that. And what you said is that, why is it, I got two things from going from there into the, it's amazing about aquatics. I mean, so everybody get a pool, you know, that's what we got to do. Everybody that has lymphedema, let's get everybody a swimming pool, you know, so that you can get in
that. Or go to your community pool, you know, just, you don't even have to be in a exercise class. Just go to your community pool walk in the water.
Walk in the water. That's good. Wade in the water. And that's what I want to say is that with lymphedema. So I'm gonna jump into something and hold it for a second. But why is it that, like I said, I have a mass on the inside of my leg? Okay, why is it that that gets there to where that just starts forming after every infection? It kept on getting worse.
Yes.
You know, it's fibrotic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So why does that happen?
So it is unfortunate, a snowballing effect of many factors.
Yes.
So that stagnant fluid has, it's very high protein, and the high protein content actually attracts more fluid. The fluid also causes a proliferation of fat buildup. And so then you start getting that firmness, you get the thicker skin. And so, and then it's not just fluid in there, it's all kinds of other tissues that just feed on each other. Mm. And so what we're looking for is a way to interrupt that process, that cascade of events of increased inflammation and risk for infection. And I think you've pointed out before that you've had multiple infections. And so one thing that's happening with each time you get an infection, it's almost like it sets you up to have another infection.
Yes.
There's scar tissue that's left behind that further impedes the lymphatic flow. And as you said, the lymphatics are huge in the immune system in a couple different ways. One is that you have a network of superficial lymphatics that are just under the skin that are part of our first line defense against those skin, those bacteria and things that are toxins that are on our skin. It's another first line of defense against, if it gets past the skin, then the lymphatics are going to fight it. But also the deeper lymphatics are transporting those infection fighting cells, and they're moving them to where they're needed. And so now if you have decreased transport, if you have thicker skin, and so it's further that it needs to get before we have the defense of our lymphatic system, and then our lymphatic system can't move those important infection fighting cells around very well, then, you know, this is just setting you up for increased infection. So what can we do to reduce our risk?
Yeah.
What can we do to make everything healthier? And I think one thing that we definitely always talk about with our patients with a lymphatic disorder is skincare and hygiene to hopefully lessen that chance of infection. Because I would say that the biggest reason that I've seen my patients get an infection is a fungal infection that happens in a skin fold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you have that dark, moist, warm area where you have skin on skin, and then a fungal infection develops. And then, boy, those bacteria and things that are already living on the skin just take that opportunity to really set in, and you end up with a cellulitis.
Yes.
Pretty rapidly. And so doing skincare practices that will hopefully reduce your chance of that fungal infection.
And what is some stuff that you can do as far as, you know, some stuff to use, you know, of course, powders, you know, and then sometimes that gets irritating. And then at the same time, you're using, you know, an antifungal cream, and that gets even moist too. And it's like a almost like a vicious circle type thing, which is a necessary evil that you have to keep that, you know, the fungus down and to keep it from doing it. What are some good things to do if you're in that kind of situation and have that kind of problem, Leslin?
Yeah. And you know, you talked about the powders. You know, you can use a talc, you can use a cornstarch type thing. But as you say, then that starts to get kind of pasty and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
And so both of those things are, you know, inexpensive things that you already have at your home that you can use, but you're going to have to use them repeatedly, cleaning the area out and then drying it and reapplying those kinds of things to soak up moisture is going to have to be done several times a day.
Sure.
And some places may be hard to reach, maybe hard to get to, so you're going to need help in order to.
Yes.
Sometimes the abdominal pannus, or just that the belly that hangs down, and then underneath that area, that skin on skin right above your groin, you're going to have to be able to lift that up, clean all that area out, and then apply something to keep that area dry, and maybe even several times a day. And so, you know, doing those types of things. And then I think also, I think this is a product you've used before, Sean, was InterDry, which is a fabric.
Yes.
That's a wicking fabric.
Yes.
And so you're less likely to form us kind of a paste right there, but it's still, you're going to have to clean the area, dry the area, and then you put that fabric. This is a prescription item that you would have to get from your therapist or doctor. Mm-hmm. It's called InterDry, and you would put that fabric in that area, that skin fold area. Sometimes it's on the inside of your thigh, or sometimes under your belly. So you'll have those places behind your knee, mm-hmm. That you might need to put that fabric barrier in that can soak up and wick the moisture away to help protect you from those fungal infections.
Yeah, that's good. That InterDry is good stuff. I mean, it really helps to keep that moisture away. Now, that right there, any kind of fabric work at all,
when I have a patient come in and we're doing part of the treatment is compression bandaging, right?
Okay, yeah.
We're wrapping them up to, and you, I think you went through that process.
Yes, sure.
And one of the first things that we put on, the first layer that we put on those bandages is a stockinette or this stretchy kind of fabric. And what I would do is as I put that on, I would kind of tuck that fabric into the skin folds. So I've already cleaned and dried mm-hmm. all of the skin, and now I'm sticking that stockinette kind of in those skin folds. And so while they're wearing the compression bandage, it's not going to be as good as the InterDry, but it's still going to be a little bit of a fabric barrier to help soak up, you know, any moisture that's going to happen in that. So, you know, you can do, yes, you can use other fabrics and they're not going to be as good, but definitely another thing that you can do, just something you have at home.
That's good. That's good information right there, Leslyn. And then, you know, going into this a little bit further, like, you mentioned, you know, the ketogenic lifestyle, okay? Now, why is that, like I said, so good for lymphedema? Because my thing is, I guess I'm a weird situation. I don't know. You know, my trainer, Brandon, has put me on the ketogenic diet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing good on it, and I mean, I can follow it to a T. Well, I gained weight. I lost, like, in the 21 days, I lost, like, 36 pounds. Well, and then the next, you know, 21 days, and I follow a low-carb, you know, meal plan anyways, even beforehand, that when I did this, started a couple years ago. Well, then the next 21 days, I gained, like, 21 pounds back doing the same kind of thing. And it's like, then what I did too is I also have done carnivore, okay, which is completely no carbs whatsoever in the macros. Now, my question to you is, why is the ketogenic lifestyle, and does, I mean, in situations like myself, you know, what do you do as far as, you know, I'm trying to find the first thing, because my first year of you know, starting my journey 4 years ago, I lost 110 pounds in less than a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I'm glad you're on. I'm looking for answers, because every time I get an infection, I've had 24 infections since 2000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then also been in the hospital 18 times. And then out of the 24, so every time I'm doing good, I'm going. I'm doing everything because I have a lymphopod. You know, I have, you know, my Sercade wraps, okay? And so I'm doing everything going, and then I get an infection. Then it sets me back so many steps, Leslyn.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is get past, you know, that to where if I can stay infection-free, I would have been down, you know, 250 pounds, you know, at least, but I can't get past that. And no matter what I did, and last time I went to the hospital a month and a half ago, I was doing carnivore, day 36 of it, mm-hmm. elimination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have any kind of answer why? And then why is the ketogenic, you know, meal plan and low carb, you know, good for lymphedema patients?
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.